Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations on a very exciting night, because it's the debut, the premiere, the first one of our regular series with Theater by the Sea. Bill Haney is back. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be back.
Nice to have you back with us. And also, Kevin Hill is here. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Mike.
Nice to have you both with us and starting another exciting year with Theater by the Sea. This is, season number 628.
I have no idea. 88?
80-something, isn't it?
It's definitely
83, I want to say.
83 or something like that. But
it's been there a long time.
A long time. The building, it's called, affectionately called the Barn, is a beautiful place to have a summer event. And this year we're going to be talking about the four shows that are coming in. Very exciting. Smokey Joe's Cafe will be the music we'll be listening to today, because that's the first show up. And then after that will be My Fair Lady, then Little Mermaid, and Young Frankenstein. So it's an exciting season, Bill.
I think so. I think so. We had to try to follow last year, and that was a pretty good season, as we all know.
Right.
And I always wonder, is next season's shows? I'm already working on next year's season, 16.
2016.
Yeah, because we announced during the third show, so I have to have it already picked out. But you never know.
Right.
You think you know. And I always say, I have to get in the minds of all these people to see what they're all going to like together. And last year, I will say, last year, those four titles were off the charts. We broke every single record. The first performance, the season run, the season total gross. There wasn't a record we didn't beat. Every single record, which we're so proud of. And we're going to try to do it again.
Even to the point last year where you even brought a show back again.
The Rat Pack came back. It was so popular. You couldn't get a ticket when it came in May, June. And the demand was there. And I'm going to tell you, I'm bringing it back again. It'll be in one of my seasons very soon. That's how much people keep talking about that show.
Yeah, Sandy Hackett was a great guest we had here on Conducting Conversations. He was Buddy Hackett's son.
Yep.
And just a real character. So starting off this year was Smokey Joe's Cafe, Kevin. And you are directing, right?
Yes, I am.
That's a good thing.
It is, I think. It's a great musical. I mean, it's a review, so it's going to be very different from what audiences have seen, but it's actually our second top grossing show this season.
Sales so far. Yeah, we're already, speaking about last season, we're already ahead of last season on all the four shows. We're ahead of last year, and we expect it to continue.
So here we are in the third week of May. The season isn't going to open for a couple weeks yet. And you're already ahead of last year.
Which is really saying something.
That's amazing.
It's titles. Again, you've got to give titles that people think they want to see.
Right. And Smokey Joe's Cafe is a review, as you said, Kevin. But what that means is there's no real dialogue to speak of. For example, My Fair Lady is going to be a story, and then there's a song, and a story, and a song, as people traditionally know. But Smokey Joe's is a list of, I don't know, it's going to be about 40 songs, I think, on this. Actually, it's exactly 40 songs. In the show. That's a lot of music.
A lot of music, a lot of dancing. And I do tend to do a little, reviews a little different than normal. Mm-hmm. This show we're setting on an actual street corner. And because the first song is about the neighborhood and people coming together, so I try to weave little relationships.
Okay.
So to make it a little more interesting than just someone coming on stage, singing a song, and then exiting.
Right. So the audience can kind of follow the characters, if you will.
Right.
Excellent. All right. Let's start with a song. Get us in the mood. This is number 5 on the list of 40. It's called Dance With Me. And we'll listen to that now and be back with more.
Closer and closer, much closer. While the music plays, my little darling, won't you dance with me? Hold me tighter, 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 much tighter. While the rhythm sways, ooh, put your lips to mine. While the music blends, we're no longer strangers. Now we're more than friends. So dance with me. Hold me closer, closer and closer. And maybe we'll be lovers when the music ends.
With dancing in the studio, and if you haven't seen Kevin dance yet, you're missing something great. You should be here. That was great, Kevin.
Thank you.
You just pushed the chair out of the way and went at it.
Had to give you a preview of choreography.
A little lip syncing going on and everything, but you know, doing shows like this, I was trying to think of a show to relate for the audience, and Ain't Misbehaving, as Bill brought up while we were listening to that last song, is a similar kind of production where you just have song after song.
Yeah, just different music. And I think that, and I love Ain't Misbehaving, and it's always well received. So
yeah, Fats Waller. And this is is in that same feeling, you know, where it's that same kind of thing where you just, every song is like, I remember that song.
Absolutely.
And they're not necessarily, with 40 songs, obviously they're not all songs that are going to be number one on the hit parade, but they're all songs that pretty much you go, I remember that. I remember that. Of course, you got to be, Kevin, you got to be like me. You have to be over 45.
I am.
No, you look like you're over 25, I would buy. But anyway. So directing a show like this, now you mentioned dancing.
Yes.
The choreography, is this a big tour de force type thing? How many people are involved?
There are only 9 cast members. Mm-hmm. And and when I say choreography, there's a lot of staged movement.
Okay.
Kind of in the style of the Drifters and the Coasters.
Okay, I know what you mean, right?
But then there's this big number called Teach Me How to Shimmy, which we'll hear later, that is, I mean, this girl's in a shimmy dress, and she shakes
really
it.
Really shimmies.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like it's going to be fun for me.
Yeah.
Bill, when you're selecting shows like this, I know that there's a lot of things on your plate. You have Theater by the Sea, you have the North Shore production house, and then you have movie theaters, and you have other things that are involve your time. Mm-hmm. Where do you squeeze stuff like this? Do you have to go to New York to do this, or?
Well, when I choose the shows, that takes a really long amount of time. But when we go to New York to cast the shows, we are there through. Now it's I'm up to 10 productions a year that I have to cast, and then Kevin's working with me in both theaters now. He's alongside of me. And we go to New York, and it's anywhere from, you know, 3 days for Theater by the Sea stuff each show to a week for each show at North Shore. So we're in for 6 weeks over the year, wow, just in North Shore alone, and about 2 weeks for Theater by the Sea. And then you always go back for pickups, which means we didn't get who we wanted. They didn't take the job, and we got to go back again. So we go to that city a lot.
Yes, we do.
Wow, that's people don't, I don't think, realize how much goes into, you know, it's kind of like the old movie script. Let's put on a show.
Right. And, these aren't tours. These are not in a truck. They're building our sets right now for the first two shows.
Yeah.
And we got some, the last three shows of the season are huge productions. I mean, Little Mermaid, My Fair Lady, Young Frankenstein. Imagine the sets in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So that goes through all of this roughly 12 weeks, I think, that we keep this house open. But it's been doing it for 80 or whatever years. We just try to figure it out, and we hopefully won't screw it up.
I'm sure it won't be. You mentioned before we started on air today that there's a new restaurant involvement as far as management is concerned at the Bistro.
I brought a new partner in to run the restaurant, so we're in there right now trying to get everything together, so we're excited. It's going to be, you know, typical. You'll definitely have the cabaret will follow the show. The a la carte dining, it won't be buffet style, a la carte.
Yeah.
The gazebo will be out there during intermission.
Have your beverage out in the
absolutely.
Gazebo.
Absolutely. It's everything that people expect out of that. Only we always like to do it a little better every year, and hopefully we'll follow through with that.
People are already commenting on the grounds.
Oh, that's really great. Yeah. Good to hear.
I was just going to say, if you haven't been there, I can't imagine. This is for the three people in New England that haven't been there yet. But if you haven't, if you're one of those three, it's an amazing facility. You have beautiful, beautiful grounds with gardens to greet you. And then you can take in dinner at the Bistro. And then perhaps if you don't want to have dinner, you can have a drink before the show at the gazebo in the lovely gardens and then take the show in. And then during intermission, the gazebo is open again for drinks. And then afterwards, you go back to the Bistro and have a cabaret,
which is one of my most favorite things.
There you go. A full night of entertainment, that's for sure. And a lot of people have been doing it for a lot of years, as witnessed by the fact that they're already buying tickets in record numbers.
Our subscriptions have already beat last year, which have beat every year before that. So, and we've got people who have been they've been going there for 50 years. I hear the stories all the time.
Yeah.
They were going there when their grandmother used to bring them there, and they're still going. So the generations have been through the 80-something years.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, we're going to go to another piece of music. This is number 14 on our hit parade, shall we call it, and it's called Don Juan.
We moved in the house we grooved in, the way we waltzed across those marble floors. You used to look deluxe in your white tie and tux, up in that big white house that is no longer yours. Don Juan, your money's gone, and when your money's gone, Don, your baby's gone. We sailed on the yacht we whaled on. I got to tell you, Don, I love that yacht. You used to look so cute in your white sailor suit aboard that big white yacht that you no longer got. Don Juan, your money's gone, and when your money's gone, Don, your fame is gone. Don Juan, your fame is gone. Still for Philip now, Don, you'll have to carry on. Don Juan, when the jet we cruised on, the jet we boozed on. That was the highest I have ever flown. Your kisses were so sweet at 30,000 feet up in that big white jet that you no longer own. I was gonna say something else, didn't ya?
Kevin, why don't we tell everyone how they can get tickets to Theater by the Sea, phone number and website and things like that?
Sure. They can order online at theaterbythesea.com or 401-782-TKTS or 8587.
All right. So call the phone number. You can actually go to the theater, too.
Yes. Box office is open.
Go to walk down there.
Ten to six. Call to be sure. Call my man, Vinny.
If you walk in.
Vinny.
Call Vinny.
Yep.
And say that, you know, Bill said to give you a special discount.
Absolutely.
We're going to listen to one more tune before we take this break, and then we'll be back and talk with Bill and Kevin some more. This one is On Broadway.
Neon lights are bright on Broadway,
on Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air
on Broadway.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter runs right off and you're nowhere.
Girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway,
yeah.
But looking at them just gives me the blues.
On Broadway.
Cause how you gonna make some time when all you got is one thin dime?
And one thin dime won't even shine your shoes.
On Broadway.
I can say that I won't last too long on Broadway.
They all say
back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney and Kevin Hill from Theater by the Sea. We're talking about the new season that is starting in just about a week and a half. Already in rehearsals, right, Kevin? And
yes, sir.
Things are going great, I'm sure.
They are. I have an amazing cast, very talented.
And you mentioned nine people in the cast. And this, for those people that aren't sure, this is a professional presentation.
Correct.
So we didn't just pick nine people from the streets of Coventry. They're actual...
No, we went to Cranston.
Well, they could be some from Cranston. Yeah. But,
well, we always try to put local people in the shows if the parts are right for them and they're talented enough.
It's actually funny because there is a girl that grew up at Carpenter's Beach right next door.
Really?
Who is in our show. And she auditioned in New York. She was in Les Mis at North Shore.
Okay.
I mean, she's a great singer, dancer, everything. But she actually grew up at Carpenter's Beach.
That's probably a young lady that went to Theater by the Sea as a young girl and said, someday.
It's like our camp, which is already sold out this year. We're trying to think if we get another camp because that's really how it starts at the young age of, 10 to 16.
Yep.
And it gets in their blood, and then they come back as an intern or whatever, and then they come back as an acting intern, and then blah, blah, blah.
But that's amazing. I mean, she grew up like a couple hundred yards from the theater.
Yeah, and she's going to be staying there the whole summer. So she's going to be staying with her parents.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very cool thing. Those are great, great stories. Bill, the theater continues to be, as we mentioned at the top of the show, it's a lovingly called the Barn, and it's an old building, as we mentioned, and always upkeep and things going on to keep it better.
Yep, every year we try to do something, and we replaced a ton of windows and doors this year, shingle siding in a bunch of places, a new roof on the restaurant. The whole restaurant kitchen got updated with all new equipment and everything. The dining room just got freshened up. I don't like changing my colors. So, you know, we kept that going, and it should look great, and we're excited. But yeah, there's nothing major that we, because we don't have to do it. We've been keeping after it.
There you go. Keep it going. That's the important thing. And we're talking about the season, which is very, very exciting. Right now, we're looking at Smokey Joe's Cafe, which is a music review. And then right after that, My Fair Lady. And Bill, I'm going to ask you some questions about My Fair Lady in a minute. But let's get to another Smokey Joe's song. And this one is called Saved.
I used to smoke. I used to drink. I used to smoke. Drink. Hoochie coo, I used to smoke and drink. Smoke and drink, and that's a hoochie coo. Yes, I did. But now I'm standing on this corner, praying for me and you. I'm safe, safe, safe. People, let me tell you about the kingdom come, you know I'm safe. Yes, I am. Safe. I can preach up to your deaf and dumb. I'm in the soul, living on it.
Bill, since this is a review type of show, there's not a lot of storyline to talk about or setting up characters, so it gives us the opportunity to stray a little. Mm-hmm. And this is our first show of the season, so I do want to talk about something that's very exciting. Coming to our community will be a very big star for My Fair Lady, right?
Absolutely. Charles Shaughnessy, star of The Nanny, on TV for years and still on TV. I watch it all the time. Right. Is coming. He did it for me three or four years ago at North Shore. Brilliant. He is that character, no doubt about it. And he's one of the most wonderful people you can know or work with. He really is a peach.
We will try to have Charles here in studio so that our audience can get to hear from him. We'll work that out.
That will be worth tuning into.
All right.
Right now.
Absolutely. And we'll work that out. It'll be maybe a different schedule than normal, but we'll get him in here and you'll have a chance to listen to him. Talk about his experiences on television and movies and My Fair Lady, Broadway, all kinds of things. So it'll be coming up. And most people are familiar with My Fair Lady. They know the general gist of it. And the show is one of the great traditional shows of Broadway.
Great music.
Great music, great storyline, and you can get a lot out of it. Even if you've seen it before, you have a chance to see. Always find something new.
No doubt about it. The
next one after that, Little Mermaid. That presents different kind of challenges.
Absolutely. That is our big production. We flew Miss Poppins last year, so this year we're gonna fly Ariel.
Yep.
It's a big show. I did it last year at North Shore, and it was just one of the big hits of the summer. And what I love about it is it really reaches all ages from you know, 5 years old to 95 years old. Keep in mind, Disney brought you Lion King and Mary Poppins and Aladdin now, and they did a great job. It's got a lot of great music in it. And production-wise, imagine it will be under the sea, by the sea.
Right. Well, you know, it's one of those things. I'm glad you stressed that, because some people might just think, oh, Little Mermaid, that's for the kids. And,
no.
You know. But
no.
This is a for everyone show.
That's why I always bring up Lion King. You've seen Lion King, I'm sure, in some theater anywhere in this world, and it's been going for how many years, and it's not for little kids. Little kids can definitely go to it.
Right.
But Disney's smart. They send them right to the adult, just kind of, they straddle that line once in a while where the kids don't get what's going on.
It's amazing. It's like they've done this before.
They've done a few, I guess.
Yeah, just a few.
All right, let's get to another song from Smokey Joe's Cafe. This one is called Baby Rock and Roll.
In the beginning, there were nothing but rocks. Then somebody invented the wheel. And things just began to roll.
Did you ever hear a tenor sax swinging like a fuzzy axe? Walking like a frog, running out.
Between the cracks.
You say the music's for the birds, and you can't understand the words. Well, honey, if you can, you really put on air, cause baby, that is rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
Kevin, one of the great things about this music, you mentioned there'll be 9 cast members all singing and dancing and moving about, but also one of the things the theater is noted for is there's an orchestra pit.
There is, but this time the orchestra will be on stage.
Oh, there you go. You get to see them. Yeah, but they're all live musicians, professional musicians that are hired for this. As Bill mentioned, it's not a canned show, so they're rehearsed and brought in specifically for this presentation.
Absolutely.
Correct. Yep.
So that's pretty exciting, and that's an opportunity for some local musicians as well as some from far away, I would think.
Both. But we insist upon and we get professional, really talented people in the band.
And the bands or orchestras or whatever you want to call them have always been great there. I'm sure this will be no exception. A lot of music, a lot of pages to turn.
A lot.
So once you're done directing, you go on stage to help them turn pages of music?
I will. I'll be sitting right next to them. Yeah. No.
You'll be wearing all black, so we can't really see you.
Right.
But we'll know your presence is there. All right, we're going to hit one more tune before we take our next break. And this is the one you were talking about earlier called Shimmy. Now, before the show starts at Theater by the Sea, someone comes out and does a little pre-show announcement.
Yes, that's Bill.
Bill sometimes, but sometimes you're with him beside him, right?
Yes, I am.
So if that happens this time, will you do a little shimmy for us?
Me? Only if I get to wear the shimmy.
All right, well, we'll think about that and take a short break after this song.
Teach me how to shimmy. You ain't got to do. That'll get it. Teach me how to shimmy. I can shimmy too. That'll get it. Mama, there's gonna be a dance tonight. You gotta teach me double quick. Mama, if I don't know how to do it right, Chico's gonna steal my chick. Teach me how to shimmy. And shimmy too. Teach me how to shimmy. Like you ain't got it too. That'll get it. That'll teach me how to shimmy. So I can shimmy too. That'll get it.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Theater by the Sea's Bill Haney and Kevin Hill. Kevin is directing the first production of the season, Smokey Joe's Cafe. We've been listening to music from that. And also, Kevin, you're going to be directing the show we haven't talked about yet, the last show of the season, Young Frankenstein. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Which is it now? Because in the movie, didn't they go back and forth?
They do go back and forth.
Right? And the hump goes back and forth, too.
Correct, yes.
Absolutely.
That's how much I remember from the movie. And Frau Brucke and the...
Yep.
See, okay, so all those things will be in Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yep. Now, when you have a Mel Brooks production like this, it's full. It's jammed full of comedy lines and so forth. And do you take any liberties with adding a few of your own, or you got to stick pretty much to the script?
The movie is my all-time favorite movie, and I think it's Bill's as well. So we're going to try and stay true to the movie.
Okay.
And well, to be honest with you, we both like this movie a lot.
Right.
And And I'll say this, I don't think they did it, when they did it on Broadway, they missed many comic timing moments, which didn't do it. And I said to Kevin, and he agreed with me, and I said, we got to get those moments perfect, because people know how it is in the movie. They've seen the movie a lot.
Right.
They know exactly how those lines are supposed to come out, and that's what we want to hit, because if you do them the way that they should have been done, that were done in the movie, it'll make the show terrific.
Right. Whether it's what a nice pair of knockers or whatever
exactly.
It is.
It's the pauses and all the moments and all just the way it ranges. But yeah, that's we're excited about that. But I thought Kevin would be perfect for those reasons, you know? Yeah.
There you go. You got to have timing.
Yep.
All right. And let me give you the dates things are running, because we've been talking about a lot of stuff on this opening program. June 5th to the 21st is going to be Smokey Joe's Cafe, with previews on the 3rd and 4th of June, so that's just a week and a half away. And then previews for My Fair Lady will be the 24th and 25th of June, the opening night, Friday night, June 26th, running through July 18th. And then previews of July 22nd and 23rd for Little Mermaid, and the show opening on Friday night, July 24th, running through August 15th. And then Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, running on August 21st through September 6th, with previews on the Wednesday and Thursday of the 19th and 20th. Now, one of the things we mentioned during the program a little earlier, we kind of glossed over it, was that there's a youth camp that goes on, and there are other events that happen. The youth camp is already sold out, so we don't want to spend a lot of time
talking
about that.
Well, we're thinking of adding another one. We sold out so quickly, and it's so well-received. And when they actually do the production, they do it in Legally Blonde Jr., when they actually do it for a live audience, it just sells out. What did we do last year? How many performances was high school?
We did three performances of High School Musical Junior, and I think all three of them sold out.
Well, yeah.
Sold out. So we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to try to add another camp part, which I think we have 45 people, the kids in the camp, you know?
Right. And when you say kids, are we talking about high school kids, young kids, or
ages 10 to 16.
10 to 16, okay. Yep. So that covers some high school and junior high school mostly, yep. Okay. Excellent. Well, that certainly is something you want to keep your eye on. Theater by the Sea has a wonderful brochure that explains all the events that are coming this summer.
Or be go on our email list and be part of that, yeah.
Be part of the email list. Go on the website, sign up, get this information, because you never know when something could come up at the last minute. Could be like last year when Bill just decided to bring back the Rat Pack.
Exactly.
you got to stay in touch, because he doesn't stand still very much. Things are always moving. Let's get to another song from Smokey Joe's. This one is Jailhouse Rock. Bill, we talked about My Fair Lady coming in, Charles Shaughnessy, and you told me a great story off air, and I'd just like to get back to that, where things, I mentioned in this last segment that you don't sit still very much. Things are always happening. Here's a great example of something that almost happened.
Almost happened. I got a call from Tom Center, our GM there, and said, well, we just got some bad news. This is probably 3-4 months ago. Charlie has to drop out of the show. He's just got a pre-Broadway show, and he really wants to do that. And number one, as a friend of mine, I couldn't say no to that. Number two, I can't do it contractually.
Right.
But I said, you know, we got to the bottom in about 4.5 minutes, and I found out that that show ends 3 days before my show begins. So I said, we'll just put him in the show. And they said, what about rehearsal? I said, he's done it before. He'll know what to do. And he agreed to do it because he's done the show and he's a professional. He really wants to play this theater. So Kevin and the team have put together, we're sending the director, probably 3 or 4 cast members to New York to have him rehearse the show while he's doing the last 2 weeks of his show. So it's just an interesting how you have to throw people. We had that, if you remember, Annie.
We
have a few of those things where this is live theater. It just happens. They shoot it at you, try to fix it up.
I was just thinking about the Annie situation. For those of you that don't remember or don't know.
I'll be telling grandkids that story someday, you know?
When they did Annie, they went through four Annies within a matter of a couple weeks.
Absolutely.
So it was amazing.
And we pulled that off, so this one should be hopefully a no-brainer.
Well, and that anything, I'll tell you, was a wonderful production. I saw two of them, and I couldn't tell the difference. They were both great.
It's true. We lucked out.
So you did. So Charles Shaughnessy will be coming. We'll work all that out. We have another song to listen to from Smokey Joe's. We'll listen to that, and then we'll wrap it up and get a little bit more information from Bill and Kevin.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run and all the stars are gleaming. It's growing in the street, right up through the concrete, but soft and sweet and dreaming. With eyes as black as coal that look down in my soul and start a fire there, and then I lose control. I'll have to beg your pardon. I'm going to pick that rose and watch her as she grows in my garden.
Kevin, we've tried to do almost 2 shows in one here. Normally, we have the opportunity to review the whole season and then come back and talk about the first show. But because of timing and Bill's busy schedule, we're putting them both into one tonight and talking about the season as well as listening to music from Smokey Joe's. But that worked out pretty well.
That's
because it's the kind of show you can do that with. There are other things happening at the theater, as I mentioned, and there are some special events on Saturdays, I believe, right?
Fridays. Yes,
Fridays.
Our Children's Festival. And this year we have Cinderella on July 10th, Frog Prince on July 17th, and then our Camp Legally Blonde Jr. is July 31st. And then we have the Airborne Comedians on August 7th, and we finish up our children's series with Keith Michael Johnson's Bubbleology on August 14th.
These are getting so popular that I really say to people, this is not a sales pitch. Like the main stage shows, as well as these, they're starting to sell. And if you want to see them, you really should. Get the tickets as early as you can. Get better seats.
Get online now, because you can order the seats now. You'll be happy you did, because a lot of these things are going to be sold out.
And if you're a subscriber, we always love the subscribers, and I could only subscribe this way, that they at least have the opportunity at no charge. If they can't be there on a certain date, we move the tickets around for them. And that makes it easy when you want to purchase four things well into the future and not have to really worry about where you are. But we like to be flexible, because we know people obviously have to be flexible.
Well, you've obviously been doing things very, very well and right, because ticket sales continue to increase. The popularity continues to increase, and more people are getting there, and more things are happening. When you add up all of those other shows, I was going to say children's shows, but that's almost not fair, because like Little Mermaid, which is not just for children, it's for the whole family, some of those shows are very easily watched.
The kids series? Yeah. Oh, the adults love the Bubbleology one. Right. They bring the kids anyways, and we find them enjoying it as much.
Right, so it's a great opportunity, so make sure you take advantage of all those things. And once again, the website is TheaterByTheSea.com. So go to TheaterByTheSea.com, or you can call the box office at 401-782-TKTS. And if you want the numbers, that's 8587. Or you can walk up to the box office in beautiful downtown Matunuck and tell Vinny that Kevin said you should do that. and try to tie Vinny up for half an hour while you're ordering tickets. He'll love that.
Yes. The phone is ringing off the hook. Right. He rushes me off the phone.
I know.
He's a busy guy. Guy in a busy theater. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in. It's been great to see you again, and really looking forward to the new season, as I know our audience is doing. It'll be a lot of fun this year. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. We're going to listen to one more tune from Smokey Joe's, a classic, Stand By Me, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, oh, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand now. Stand by me. Stand by me.
If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall,
and the mountains should crumble into the sea,
I won't cry, no, I won't cry. I won't shed a tear.
Just as long as you stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand
by me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.